Good morning again, everyone. I would like to give an update regarding our DHS 34 certifications. As you're aware, we had our full surveys that occurred in October, this past October, and during both of those surveys for both our adult and our children's DHS 34 certifications, we did receive statement of deficiencies. And so for the adult plan of correction, we submitted a plan of correction on December 22nd. That was submitted in regards to crisis plans. So to increase thorough completion of our crisis plans that are done not only through our crisis services, but our contracted vendors and all of our vendors in the CARS network who do crisis plans for people that we serve throughout the community. In particular, we had where people were listing the doctor's name, but you need to also list, and some they weren't. They were just doing a medication list, but you need to have the doctor's name and the doctor's phone number to be able to contact the doctor regarding medication concerns. And so overall, our correction is actually about just improving thorough completion of all components of the crisis plans that are completed. And so we submitted a plan of correction that has training. It requires some updates and changes inside of Avatar and also some reports to be written so that we can more thoroughly monitor it, especially on a large network level. So that was submitted on December 22nd. And then for the Children's Mobile Crisis Team, that plan was submitted on January 3rd. That plan was in regards to the completion and documentation of matters regarding informed consent and client rights. They determined that we were not documenting enough, that we have either verbal or written consent for treatment and care with that in seeing children and families, and also that we've made sure to tell them about patient rights and given them brochures and information. So that plan of correction has it where we are documenting that more within the client's record. It also has that we are going to create some reports so that we can more easily close episodes, that if a child or family doesn't need services any longer than 10 days, that we close them. That was another thing. We just weren't closing episodes as promptly as we possibly should in synthesis. So that is also being done. So those are the updates. Both of those plan of corrections are in. We expect that we'll hear something back from DQA regarding acceptance of the plans. And then we would expect that they either survey us at the next on-site survey, which would be October of 2023, or if there is a concern, complaint, grievance that occurs before then and DQA needs to come on site. Usually, if they have to come to review a concern that's been brought to them, they typically look back and check that our plan of correction and make sure that we're doing everything that we need. So we will have all that information prepared if by chance DQA needs to come before then. Otherwise, we'll be ready to review whatever information needs to be on their next on-site survey. Any questions at all? Okay.
Item number 4.